What is your plan, Mr. President? No, this is not a pandemic, but we need to have a sensible strategy to deal with the coronavirus, and we'd all like to know what exactly is your plan. What is the strategy to deal with the virus? It's preparation and a good strategy that's going to put Americans in the best possible shape to deal with this, and we'd all like to know if you've got a plan for this. We'd like to know things like, who's going to coordinate quarantine policy? Are there ample facilities with designated areas near major metropolitan areas for people that have this to go to, should this be necessary? Is there a plan to move people to areas that do have extra capacity if necessary? Is there any plan to assist poor countries that lack the technology, money, and facilities to prevent the spread of this virus? And are there communication lines and personnel established within our country and other countries to facilitate things like this? So having a plan today is going to help prevent problems next week, next month. And what is your plan, Mr. President? So outside Asia, folks, Italy now has the most cases of the virus, and Northern Italy has just announced its schools and a wide range of public events across Northern Italy in that region will be closed starting on Monday. Italy's top soccer league is canceling games, and in Milan, they've announced school closings for at least a week. And in South Korea, a religious group is reportedly has half of the 600 reported cases of the coronavirus, with authorities saying that the characteristic of many people in a confined space holding service for long periods of time is likely to be what has led to the rapid spread of this virus in that situation. And the speed at which this can move from person to person is concerning. And again, we want to be on top of this here in the United States, and having a plan is critical. Again, what is your plan, Mr. President? Well, turning to the primaries, Bernie Sanders takes the lead in Nevada primaries, but the results are taking an incredibly long amount of time to come in. So they're pointing to jammed phone lines, again, being the culprit here, folks. And quite simply, this hotline method, the so-called hotline method of precincts calling into a main line, it's just not cutting it. It's not working for whatever reason. So why not have a setup before the Super Tuesday situation turns into a disaster? Why not have something like this, where the DNC, the state DNC, is staffed to have persons who are responsible for X number of precincts, and that state DNC person has the individual numbers of those precinct chairs, and that state DNC person calls them, the state precinct chairs. They call them, so it's reversed. They call them every half hour, whatever, until the group of assigned precincts has fully reported their results. That way, you don't get jammed phone lines, because they're calling the precinct chairs, and the priority of staffing is measured, it's anticipated, and there's no way that the phone lines get jammed. I mean, come on, Tom Perez, are you listening? It's time to rethink some of the basic principled ways that we're handling this before Super Tuesday. Otherwise, it's going to look ridiculous, and it's going to make Democrats look even worse than they already do for having this situation. And at that stage, you're really going to affect the reputation of the party. So you need to get this thing fixed. And we know Republicans are going to try to screw this up if they can. Of course they will. But you got to think through it. You got to manage this. And you got to come up with a plan that deals with it. And Republicans, folks, you know, they're screwed up too. ForensicNews.net is reporting that the Florida official Facebook page, along with 9 other Florida County Republican Facebook pages, have a page manager that's located in Turkmenistan, of all places. Turkmenistan. In addition to the local people that they have listed as managers, there's also who? Who is this? Turkmenistan? I mean, why? I mean, is this a farce? I mean, why would you have to go to Turkmenistan to find a manager for a Facebook page, for God's sakes, when you've got the whole continent of North America to draw from? I mean, it's ridiculous. They're screwed up, too. The Republicans are screwed up, too. So we know this because Facebook instituted certain transparency rules in 19, following the 2016 election disaster of Russian meddling that I don't even want to go into at this stage. But if you're wondering, Turkmenistan falls between Uzbekistan and Iran, by the way. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.